Sticking with Fairbanks, the two candidates in the disputed House District 1 election are each challenging ballots. And as KYC's Robin reports, at issue are ballots that were filled out improperly.
Laban won the race for a Fairbanks seat in the Alaska House by one vote and was certified as the winner. At the end of a recount in Juneau on Friday, November 30th, both the Dodge campaign and Laban's people had challenged the way some ballots were counted or set aside as invalid. Dodge filed a challenge to the recount results last week, arguing two ballots that should have been counted for her were left out, and two that counted for Laban should not have been. Laban's argument is similar, but involves different ballots.
Obviously, you're not going to challenge a ballot that favors you. So the ballots I'm challenging favored me, but they were rejected by the Division of Elections for a variety of reasons.
In the motion filed by attorney Stacy Stone of the law firm Holmes, Weddle & Barcott of Anchorage, it mentions two ballots where ovals were marked for both candidates but had additional marks that led elections officials to count them for Dodge. It also mentions two absentee ballots marked for Laban that weren't counted because of irregularities, and finally two more where the voters marked on the right side of the ballot and not in the oval on the left. Laban said he had to file a legal motion or he might not be included in the court's review.
They would not know that I had issues about ballots that I challenged with the Division of Elections on November 30th during that recount. They would never know.
The case is in front of the Alaska Supreme Court, which has appointed Superior Court Judge Eric Arseth of Anchorage as a special master to handle the case. He will review the ballot questions and issue a report by December 21st. The Supreme Court's order says parties have a week after that to file any objections to Arseth's report. Then oral arguments are scheduled for January 8th. Laban says that's two very long months after the election.
I'm on hold. The representative, be it me or Catherine, are on hold. The sooner this is settled, we can make our plans for traveling to Juneau, arrange housing, transportation, start to begin hiring staff.
The state asked the Supreme Court to expedite the process, but was rejected. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.